CIA Director Michael Hayden said in a Washington Post interview published Friday, Al-Qaeda-linked militants allied with Pakistan's most wanted militant leader, Baitullah Masood, killed opposition leader Benazir Bhutto last month. Raza Rabbani, deputy secretary of Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party, says the PPP is not ready to give a reaction to the CIA statement.
Obviously, we'll have to go into it and we'll have to see in what light and in what context statement has been made. And then I think the party would be in a position to give its reaction.
The Pakistani government also blames the killing on Al-Qaeda-linked militants. But Ms. Bhutto's family and her supporters say the government is at least partly responsible for the assassination. Family members say President Pervez Musharraf failed to provide adequate security for the former prime minister, while some Bhutto supporters blame her assassination on elements within Mr. Musharraf's deeply unpopular government. To quell popular suspicion of government involvement, Mr. Musharraf allowed a team from Britain's Scotland Yard to aid in the investigation of Ms. Bhutto's death. The team is still investigating and has not yet come to any conclusion. CIA Director Hayden refused to discuss the intelligence behind the CIA assessment, but he told the Washington Post the militants were launching a campaign to destabilize the country. The government says the militants want to disrupt the February 18th parliamentary elections. Pakistan is reeling from a spate of bombings targeting security forces over the last few months that has claimed the lives of over 400 people. On Thursday, a suspected Sunni militant opened fire in a Shiite mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar before blowing himself up, killing 11 people. The attack bore the markings of sectarian violence that usually flares up every year during the Muslim holy month of Muharram, a mourning period for the 7th century death of Imam Hussein, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. But political analyst Nasim Zara says sectarian violence is being used as a cover for Al-Qaeda-linked militants to sow more chaos.
It's to do with the larger issue of terrorism, and whoever's doing this is, you know, attempting to spread terror. So whatever avenue they can get hold of where people are gathered, they are using those avenues to basically terrorize.
Security has been increased across the country, with barbed wire barricades in front of religious sites to control access and snipers on rooftops to guard holy places. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Islamabad.